Morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order this Board of Supervisor meeting. The date is December 10th, 2013. The time is 9:01 a.m. If we could all please stand, and I would ask the Modesto Regional Fire Authority Fire Chief, Chief Bradley, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Short of having the shortest meeting ever on record, I'm going to drag this out just a little bit. So, thank you, Chief Bradley. I wanted to be noted. Supervisor Withrow is out of town on official business of the county, so I always like to point that out because he's really not missing a meeting. He's doing something that I had asked him to do, so I appreciate his support on that. All right, we're going to move on to the public comment period, and I'm hoping, Emerson, you're here to speak. That's it. So, enough. Public comment period is an opportunity for anyone to come speak on anything that is not on today's agenda, and state your name for the record.
Emerson Drake, longtime Modesto resident. Can I be assured that the clock isn't starting to tick?
No, you know,
I'm going that far. A couple things I wanted to comment on, and you're going to have it in your correspondence, and I'm just going to briefly hit on it, and it's the Emmanuel phasing out and tenant taking over. I would hope that the Workforce Alliance would keep an eye on ageism. You know, what they like to do when a group like this takes over, you take the most senior people. Of course, they get paid the most, and I understand that, but wages can be adjusted. And they're ignored, quite honestly, and they're not offered contracts to come back. And I would hope somebody would follow that just to make sure that it doesn't happen. I don't work there, so it's not. There's nothing in it for me. So, secondly, as long as we're talking about the Alliance, I'd like to know, and I don't expect a response today, the amount of the county's contribution to the Alliance, not the money they handle through the state, that's entirely different. As an example, MID gave $10,000 last year. The city gives $64,000. I'm just curious how much the county gives. If I'm going to get triple tax, I just want to know it. That's all. Well, my version, not your user fees, okay? Moving on, I've got a more major concern, at least from my point of view, because it does start to be personal, though it's not yet, and that's LAFCO. We saw, I didn't see it because, of course, it's not televised, and I'm going to request that you people consider it one more time, putting them, you've got the system set up, let's make it so people that can't make it during the evening hours can actually have the opportunity to see what goes on, because when I hear a quote, like one of the more radical members, Waterford's Mayor Charlie Gokin said that, allegedly, because again, I didn't get the opportunity to hear it, that no one with no rational thinking mind could speak against the development over in Patterson. And I think nothing could be farther from the truth. You know, what we saw was a blatant, they succeeded corporate welfare. The citizens of Patterson are going to have to foot the bill, as was pointed out by Supervisor DeMartini. And it's a real major concern, especially I talked last week about what's coming up here in Modesto soon. When they start looking at those 1,825 acres on the other side of 99, we start talking about, you know, they didn't put it to a vote because our mayor, Modesto's mayor, is still trying to round up support to annex Salida. Oh, that's a waste of time to be asking. Those people are motivated, shall we say. But I've got real concerns when a sitting member of LAFCO makes a comment like that to undermine any conversation, any opposition by saying, if you speak against this, obviously you're irrational. I understand that Turlock's Councilwoman Bublik, you know, she actually voted in a Turlock session that farmers don't have the right to farm. She voted against that, and that's a concern to me because it is one of our best economic driving factors here, and we're going to ignore it. When they're charged developers in Patterson 7 cents versus the 95 cents, who's going to foot the bill? The citizens of Patterson. And I don't think they're going to get a chance to vote to see if they actually want to see their taxes go up, because that money has to come from somewhere. But we've all seen with MID, every time they take a loan, it comes out of our pocket. So why should we take the chance? And I understand that you know, you, if you're going to lose, you might as well go 5-1, 5-0. I truly do. I'm not trying to castigate anybody here. But when Waterford's mayor makes a stance that it's okay in Patterson to give away land when he just signed a green pact with Modesto saying, no, we're not going to allow businesses between Modesto and Waterford, it seems like we're talking out of two sides of our mouth. And I believe, you know, I've interviewed the man. He's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a very ethical individual. I can only assume that there's some medical reason for his departure from reality. If he's not willing to take the steps that are necessary, I'm a trained first aid trainer, actually, in standard and advanced. I'll offer my services. If he thinks the disease has progressed too far, I can recommend a good proctologist for the headectomy the man needs. I thank you very much for your time.
Emerson, I believe the number on the alliance is 94,000, just short of 95,000. If that is incorrect, we will get in touch with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment? Bring public comment? Don't make me beg. All right. I'm going to move on to the consent calendar. Consent calendar is all the items marked with an asterisk, which are essentially all the items. So we'll entertain a motion. Motion?
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to correspondence.
Pittsford has received a workers' adjustment retraining notification act letter from Emmanuel Medical Center at 825 Delbon Avenue, Turlock, regarding the permanent layoff of 1,166 employees on or about January 27, 2014, due to the acquisition of the medical center by Tenet Healthcare Corporation, noting that most, if not all, employees will be offered employment by Tenet.
Refer to the Alliance WorkNet and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a second Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act letter from Emmanuel Medical Center regarding the permanent layoff of 178 employees at Brandell Manor and Cypress of Emmanuel, located 1801 North Olive Road, Turlock, on or about January 27, 2014. These facilities will become part of the Covenant Retirement Communities, and all employees will be offered employment by CRC.
From the Alliance WorkNet and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board received a third Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act letter from Emmanuel Medical Center regarding the permanent layoff of 12 employees on or about January 27, 2014 from the Office of Development located at 2881 Gear Road and Jessica's House located at 741 East Main Street in Turlock. These organizations will become part of the Covenant Ministries Benevolence, and all employees will be offered employment by CMB.
Refer to the Alliance WorkNet and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a copy of the Business Forecast Report San Joaquin Valley 2014 from California State University Stanislaus.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports? Supervisor DeMartini?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to report briefly that Stan Serra this year, the county's retirement system, was third in the nation in returns. At 14.7% and the second highest in California. And we did that without any speculative investments like hedge funds, derivatives, or commodities. They were just good, sound investments. This raised the percent funded from 78 to 82%. We really had a good year.
Fantastic news. Last week, we had an opportunity. There was the SB 1022 bond or funding that we're trying to get for a new jail. I had an opportunity to go to Sacramento along with the sheriff, Patricia Hill Thomas, and staff to present. There was 15 minutes, and I have to tell you, I watched three or four presentations before ours and one after ours, and our sheriff did a fantastic job. The whole presentation from the other folks were about replacing jail beds, dilapidated jails, and the sheriff talked about the need for facilities for reentry, for job training, for trying to take care of addiction, mental health problems. So I have to tell you, whether we get the money or not, I can tell you that the job staff did a preparing the board and the presentation of the job that our sheriff did were outstanding, and we should be very proud. So thank you very much, Sheriff. All right, with that, no. Okay. Any legislative fiscal management report?
Yeah, a couple here. First of all, I failed to do this last week, but I wanted to congratulate Chairman Chiesa for being elected first vice president of CSAC, and that means that next year he will be assuming the helm as president of our CSAC organization. Supervisor DeMartini kind of stole my thunder. I was going to talk a little bit about Stan Serra and the reports that came out of a recent report card they had, and just congratulate you. Even on the five-year returns, they were in the top 10% of over 80 public funds that were analyzed nationwide, and have just done an excellent job of managing our investments there. State legislature is in recess this week, and we're working on developing our legislative platform for 2014. Last week, David Jones and I had the opportunity to meet with Senator Kathleen Galgiani and her staff members, Robin Adam and Frank Damrell. We appreciate them taking the time to come up and meet with us as we discuss some of the challenges facing Santa Sosa County. As you mentioned earlier, Supervisor Withrow is back in Washington, D.C. today with the delegation, working with representatives from Turlock, Modesto, and the Del Porta Water District, representing a recycled water project on the west side. And we're working on with Congress and some of our representatives on the continued work on their Timber Creek flood control project. Trying to get it included in the Water Resources Development Act bill. So just that information for your update. That concludes my report.
Thank you. We do have two announcements. On Thursday, December 12th, there will be a ribbon cutting at the Laird Regional Park. For those of you who are not familiar with it, Laird Park is out by the old, I guess, there's nothing out there anymore, but the I can't even remember what the heck we call it.
The Honor Farm.
And we have concerned community citizens that went out and fixed that park at no cost to the county, essentially. So that is a great thing. It looks fantastic, and I'm sure Supervisor DeMartini will be out there. The address is 8224 West Grayson Road, Modesto. That will be from 12 to 2 p.m. Thursday, December 12th. We also, on December 17th, which is next Tuesday, we're having a public reception for CEO Stan Risen, as it's kind of a welcome. It will be at the Kirk Lindsay Center from 4 to 5:30 p.m., and that is 1020 10th Street, Suite 102 here in Modesto. So I look forward to seeing everyone at those two events. And we have a closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session to have conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9. Subdivision D1. This matter involves one case, Leslie Cook versus Stanislaus County et al. Stanislaus County Superior Court case number 660775. We do not expect to report out at this time.
Yeah, and I think everyone knew it was going to be a short meeting today. I appreciate all of you for coming out. CHP, you're always here. I appreciate that too. So if there's nothing else for the good of the order, this meeting is adjourned.